Thank you, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Original Guru of Good Game. I am your host, OG Zero Game, also known as Zero G. And today we're going to have a very exciting topic for you today. Now, you're going to want to listen in on this one because this is some good information that's going to be coming out to you and you want to pay attention. So, our topic for today is, how do you know if you're dealing with a crazy person? Well, let's get one thing straight first, right off the bat. Because, see, there's a lot of people running around hollering about, I'm crazy, or she crazy, or he crazy, or they crazy, or you don't want to mess with me. I'm crazy, boy. I'll go crazy. See, that's a person that needs attention. That's not truly a crazy person. That's just somebody that wants to show off in front of a bunch of people and hopefully make, you know, a scene to where nobody will bother them or go, ooh, look at them. They crazy. You ain't going to want to mess with that person, this, that, and the other. But, you know, that's all bullshit just to, you know, put up a persona in public. But a real crazy person, the people that are truly mentally ill, that need serious psychological help. And the reason why I can speak on those is because I have crazy people in my family. And I mean crazy people both by blood and married into my family. And I ain't talking, you know, crazy type where, you know, they just tend to do stupid things and you say, oh, that's a crazy motherfucker, keep doing that stupid shit. No, I'm talking about on medication, need to see a therapist or a psychiatrist or a psychoanalyst 3-4 times a week, emergency numbers when they having issues and shit like that, them type of people. And the reason why this is, you know, such a touchy subject for me is because there are truly people out there who have really severe psychological issues that they need help with, or they at least need to be recognized that they have these issues. And the problem is that we got so many people running around hollering about, I'm crazy. You don't want to mess with me. I'm crazy. You ain't crazy. You just want fucking attention. And you taking attention away from people who really do have mental issues and need some kind of help, or at least be acknowledged that they suffering mental issues. And maybe there's something that can be done to help them out, or, you know, get them some kind of therapy or treatment or something that, you know, they can have a something that resembles a normal life. But see, they can't get that. Why? Because you got all you dumb motherfuckers running around hollering about you crazy. So when you got people who work in that profession and trying to look out for people who do have mental issues, they wasting their time on your ass pretending to be crazy. So while you pretending to be crazy, somebody who actually needs that attention and that treatment and care, they can't get it. Why? Because everybody wasting their fucking time on your trifling ass. And there's too many trifling people running around howling about they crazy. And the reason why I bring this subject up, like, I was watching a old episode of Jerry Springer. Yeah, I know. It's Jerry. Jerry. Yeah, I know. That's all crazy shit. But it was just, I was watching the episode, and this girl was on there hollering about how she crazy. The dude that she so crazy over constantly telling her, I don't want to be with your ass. Get the fuck away from me. Leave me alone. I found somebody else. I want to be with her. I don't want to be with you. This little nutty bitch is steadily hollering about, oh, you going to be with me. You ain't going nowhere. I'm crazy. When I tell you we going to be together, then that's it. I love you, this, that, and the other. That's not love. That's obsession. You don't really love that person. You just obsess with having control or having that person in your life. But that's not love. And anybody that tell you is love, they need to be smacked in the head with a hammer right along with your simple ass. Because that was just some simple shit that you fighting and arguing. You hiding in bushes. In the fucking bushes. just to see if dude is in the house with a chick or if he coming outside or what is he doing. You creeping and looking through windows. You digging in the man's garbage. Garbage. For what? What is you looking for? Trying to see if you see something with some woman's lipstick on and some shit like that. That's a obsessive behavior. That has nothing to do with being crazy. Because see, here's the thing about crazy people. And please take this to heart, because this is so true when it comes to dealing with, as we like to call them, crazy people. Crazy people do not say they crazy. Crazy people think everybody else is fucking crazy and they're the only one sane. So the next time that you want to run around and holler about, I'm crazy, you better pay attention that you ain't really crazy, and crazy people don't tell you they crazy. Crazy people think everybody else in the world is crazy and they're the only one sane. Hence, that's why they crazy people, because they think they're not crazy. So if you're going to play that role of being the crazy person, make sure you actually got some serious psychological issues to deal with. Other than that, you just fucking it up for the people who really do have severe psychological issues that they need to address or get treatment for or get some help, but they can't get it. Why? Because they sitting in that long ass fucking line with a bunch of ignorant motherfuckers like you trying to play crazy so you can get a crazy check every month. And that's basically what it is. A lot of y'all playing crazy because y'all trying to get a crazy check and thinking that if I go in there and I play the mental issue and I'm fucked up in the head and I'm crazy, boy, they're going to break me off something nice every month, this, that, and the other. But then you got to stay crazy. And here's the messed up part about collecting the crazy check. Once you get approved to get that crazy check, you don't get the check. You got to designate somebody who ain't crazy to get the check and then give you the money as they see fit that they can give it to you, which will probably lead to that person spending up your damn money, y'all having a falling out, then an argument and a fight and whatever else goes on. Then you're going to get exposed for not being crazy and get your check cut off. Now, the only option you got is to reapply and try to come in even crazier than you was before, which probably going to lead to them recommending that you be held for a 72-hour mental evaluation to make sure your ass ain't a danger to the public and yourself. So guess what? That shit is not going to work. Them days is over of collecting a crazy check, going in there and saying some stupid shit and blinking and digging in your nose and eating the boogers and scratching your ass and talking like you got Tourette syndrome and shit and saying all kind of just wild, goofy ass shit out your mouth and think that was going to work to get you a crazy check. No, they peep that shit. They recognize that crazy people think everybody else is crazy and they're sane. And they're not giving out that crazy check as easily as they used to, say, 10, 15, 20 years ago. So if you're trying to get a crazy check, give it up. It ain't happening. No more crazy checks is being given out anymore, unless you so damn crazy that you might actually need to be locked up in a psychological facility so you can get some help. Now, I just wanted to touch on that because we needed to, and it's important. And, you know, I just want to make sure that you people realize that, you know, crazy people don't think they're crazy. They think everybody else is crazy. So while you playing the crazy role, just remember, it's really some crazy people out here, and you're going to fuck around and run into one of them, and you're going to try to play crazy, and them motherfuckers going to really be crazy, and then they're going to come out at your ass crazy, and then that's when you're going to realize that, oh shit, I need to stop playing the crazy role, because these motherfuckers out here ain't playing. They ain't fucking around. This motherfucker really sick, and I need to get the fuck away from them. So I just wanted to lay that on y'all, you know, give you a little something to look forward to in the future. Anyway, we're going to come back with another topic very shortly. Okay, we got a new topic for you today. And this topic is the art of kissing. Yeah, I'm talking about the smooching, lip locking, the tongue tango, whatever you want to call it. You know, what in the hell happened to it? I mean, seriously, does anybody kiss anymore today? I mean, so far, you know, if you try to go to adult films and get an idea of kissing and stuff like that, you're going to be very disappointed. Because unfortunately, in most adult films, man, I mean, them people can't kiss worth shit. At least the men can't. I mean, I can't speak for the women because they look good as hell kissing each other. But most of their interaction with one another is kissing or kissing something. But the way they do it with the men now, I mean, it's just weak. It's like a couple of pecks, then on the slobbering on some titties, then pushing her head down the slob on your Johnson. And then after that is straight up into the fucking. And then it might be a peck here and there in the process of all the sex. But the majority of the time is just, you know, just fucking. That's it. Just bang, 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 bang. Nothing else to it, you know. And I'm just kind of curious because, you know, I actually met a woman. Grown-ass woman now, not a young girl or nothing. I mean, I can understand if you know, in your early 20s, 21, 23, 25, and you haven't had much experience kissing because you just didn't have a willing partner. But seriously, by the time you hit 30, 35, your ass should know how to slob a motherfucker down. And if you don't know how to slob somebody down, then you need to reevaluate your skills because you ain't got none. And that is kind of fucked up. I mean, seriously, who doesn't know how to kiss these days? But I guess I got to ask the question, do people still kiss? Is kissing a lost art? I mean, do people do it, you know, for the pleasure of it? Or do they do it because it's expected of them? You know, I'd rather do it out of the pleasure than just because you expect me to kiss you or you expect a kiss from me. No, if I'm going to kiss you, I'm going to kiss you because I want to kiss you and I enjoy the feel of your lips and the taste of your tongue and, you know, the breathing and the touching and, the heavy petting and all of that good shit to come with it. I mean, I kind of feel sorry for some of y'all out here because y'all missing out big time. The intimacy, the passion, the lust that did this built up from kissing. Nobody seemed to do that anymore. Now, I can understand that, you know, nowadays, a lot of motherfuckers out here don't believe in fresh breath. You know, kind of hard to want to get down and kiss a motherfucker when they smelling like a 40 or liquor. Unless you smelling like a 40 and a liquor your damn self. And, you know, and if you a smoker, oh, it's even worse. You know, I mean, I'm a smoker, so, you know, I try to, you know, prep up before I, you know, before I pucker up, you know, breath mints, Tic Tacs, mouth spray, you know, make sure I brush every day, gargle at least twice a day, you know, anything to keep your shit smelling nice and fresh and you know, inviting. Because the last thing you want is an uninviting breath coming at your ass talking about kiss me. So I can see why that might deter people from kissing as much as they used to, because like, see, nowadays the only time you see any real kissing is in the movies, and even that, you know, they kind of, you know, you can see who really kissing and who just doing it because they acting. And that's, you know, I mean, but that's Hollywood, you know, you got to expect it, you know, not everybody that appears in a movie together is going to actually be kissing one another. You know, I mean, that's just reality. You know, I mean, I might work with you on the film, but that don't mean I want to kiss your ass. I mean, shit, your breath might be bad. Your attitude might be stank. You know, many a reasons why you don't want to put your lips on that person's lips. You know, teeth might be rotting, might have gingivitis. I mean, it's a host of reasons that you can come up with why you don't want to kiss a person. I'm just trying to figure out is what happened as to why that is not as popular as it used to be. I mean, growing up, shit, that was, you know, how you got your first sexual experience was y'all in the back room or the basement or back hallway or at the park or something, and y'all kissing like a motherfucker, licking and slobbering each other down. Nowadays, it seemed like we go straight from I like you to butt naked in the bed and fucking like we in a porn movie. And I'm starting to wonder, is that where a lot of the younger generation is getting their sexual techniques and skills from? Is because they sitting around watching porn on their phone and thinking that's the way a sexual relationship is supposed to look like between two people who are in a relationship, and not realizing, man, this is porn. Porn is designed to look quick and to the point. You know, personally myself, I think some of this porn today is a little on the rapey side. You know, the way they, you know, portray women as these just docile little sluts that all they got to do is whip out a dick and all of a sudden she's bowing down. And I mean, now some of that shit is just a little bit off the chain. You know, they putting the foot on the head and slapping the titties and slapping the, choking on them and shit and gagging them while they, you know, trying to make them suck a dick so hard that she throwing up. I don't know about y'all, but anybody throwing up on my dick is not a fucking turn on. Least not for me. I can't speak for the rest of y'all. Y'all might like throw up on your dick, but that's y'all. Go for it. More power to you. Let's just hope some stomach acid don't come up on that throw up and burn up the head of your dick, which is a possibility. So y'all need to remember that the next time y'all sitting there talking about, yeah, gag on it, throw up on it, throw up on it. You're getting a little bit carried away there and you might fuck up your shit. And far as I know of, there is no repair for a burnt up dick. I mean, a woman can go buy some new titties, but I ain't heard of a man being able to buy a new dick yet. I guess they working on it, but, you know, they ain't putting out no advertisement to tell motherfuckers to come in and pay 50, 60 grand and get you a new dick. Even though I know, you know, there's plenty of little dick motherfuckers out there that be more than happy to pay that money to get them few extra inches just so, you know, they can feel like they handling their business in the bedroom. Don't blame them, but you got to do what you got to do. Anyway, back to the subject at hand, you know, is that why is kissing not a cherished art form anymore? I mean, kissing is an art. You don't just put your lips together and you kissing. There's some technique to it. You got to move in slow and gentle. You got to kiss soft. You know, I had this one girl, you know, her French kissing was shit. Homegirl didn't know what the fuck she was doing. I don't know who taught her how to French kiss, but she didn't know shit. And it was just a bad experience every time. Every single time. It was just a bad experience. First of all, way too much slob coming out your damn mouth. There should not be that much damn slob on a kiss. Period. So either you need to learn how to swallow before you kiss a nigga, or you need to figure out how to dry up your damn mouth before you start trying to ask a motherfucker to kiss you. Because all that slob and all running down your chin and all, yeah, that's fine if you sucking a dick, but that ain't really kosher when you kissing some lips. At least not for a woman to kiss a man's lips. Now, if a man kissing a woman's lips, and I ain't talking about the lips on her head, I'm talking about that other set of lips, then, man, you better be drooling like a motherfucker, slobbing all over that joint. Once again, the art of kissing. There's an art to it. Nobody seems to take pride in their skills or their talent anymore. You know, it ain't about, you know, doing it with some finesse and technique and skill that it's an enjoyable experience for both parties involved. Nowadays, everything is whip the dick out, suck on it, suck the pussy for a few minutes, now start fucking like we in a porn movie, and then squirt all over each other, and then go to fuck on about our business or move on to the next person. I mean, if that's your thing, then that's your thing. It, you know, that ain't mine. You know, I'm a little on the old school. That's why I'm an OG. And you not. Y'all young G's. But y'all can take a little bit of this OG wisdom. I mean, it's some good game vibe shit here that y'all might need to work on and incorporate into your game. And another thing, you know, when you kiss it, do not try to lick my fucking tonsils. You don't have to stick your tongue in that damn far in my mouth. I mean, damn. I'm a man. I ain't really crazy about shit touching the back of my throat. Now, I can't speak for a woman, you know. I mean, hey, you like sucking dick. You like feeling the, you know, head of a dick at the back of your throat. More power to you. But as a man, I don't find that shit comfortable or satisfying. And every time me and girlfriend tried to French kiss, she'd ram her throat so far down my fucking throat, man. I'm damn near choking on her tongue. Like, why is your shit so far in my damn mouth? Then when she tried to, you know, do the little playful thing, like when you French kissing, you know, you let your little tongues play with each other and this, that, and other. I don't know what the fuck she was doing. You know, I'm soft and tender. You know, I like to, you know, let the tongue explore, you know, lick your lips, you know, touch the tips, lick along the side, you know what I'm saying? Let our tongues intertwine together, push them up together. Her, I don't know what the fuck she was doing. She was licking my, she ram her tongue down your throat, and then it start flipping it around like it's a fucking bird wing. What the hell are you doing? Why the hell is your tongue flapping all around in my damn mouth? That is not French kissing. I don't know what the fuck that is. That's almost like you trying to lick the color off of a ice cream cone or something. You lick, 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 lick. What the hell? Slow down. You know, you're supposed to do it sensuously, seductively. It's supposed to be an art. It's supposed to be, you know, erotic. That kind of kissing was just sloppy and nasty. And she swears she was doing something too, but, you know, that's in the past, because I damn sure ain't doing that shit again. If you don't know how to kiss, then fine. We won't be kissing. And we won't be doing much either, you know, because, I mean, shit. If ain't no kissing in the fucking, then for me, it's kind of a lost cause. It really ain't going to amount to anything. I'm going to hurry up nut and get the fuck on about my business, because your shit is boring and lame. And unfortunately, a lot of these women out here believe that, you know, I'm a freak. Why? Because you let somebody fuck you a lot? That ain't a freak. That's just you like, you know, you an inflatable fuck doll. That's about all you, you know, amounting to. But unless you got some kind of finesse, some technique, some way that you like to have your intimate relationships, you can establish yourself as being more than just something that, you know, well, we want to come in, bust a nut, and roll on. And unfortunately, that just seems to be the way a lot of this shit is going today, you know. But really, the art of kissing is a very valuable skill to have. And y'all motherfuckers need to get your shit right before you start calling yourself any kind of, I'm a great lover, or I'm this, or I'm that. You ain't shit unless you know how to kiss. Because if you ain't intimate, because kissing is intimacy. It produces a air of intimacy in our lovemaking. If we ain't kissing, then this is just, hey, this just basically porn sex. I mean, not even porn sex, this prostitute sex. Prostitutes don't kiss. Hurry up, stick your dick in, bust a nut, get the fuck out, and give me my money. So if we having sex like that, then shit, that ain't nothing but prostitute sex. And I don't see how, I mean, it's good for a quick nut, but far as something being satisfactory and high quality, oh, ain't none of that happening. So I'm going to just leave that with y'all to start improving your kissing techniques. Practice on the pillow if you have to. Find some willing partner who likes to kiss, or somebody who just like you, looking to improve their kissing skills, and y'all can practice together. You know, kissing won't end up with pregnancy. See, that's the good thing about it. You can kiss and not end up pregnant. You can kiss and have a sexual intimate act with one another that does not require you to get naked. So y'all can feel, rub, touch, you know what I'm saying, and get all into it. And at the same time, practice your kissing skills, because kissing is something that, you know, if you want to keep your relationship going, you better learn how to kiss. Or you're going to end up like girlfriend who did not know how to kiss, and I ain't fucking with her no more, because that ended our relationship. There, you know, it wasn't satisfying. At least on my end. I can't speak for her, but for my end, I wasn't satisfied at all. So, you know, I rolled the fuck on. And I would recommend anybody to do the same thing and roll the fuck on early. Don't try to sit around and hang around and try to see if you go, I'm going to make it work or I'm going to change this person. And ain't nobody changing shit. A person only changes if they choose to allow themselves to change. So don't waste your time trying to turn somebody into something they ain't. And that goes same thing with kissing. If somebody ain't into kissing, then don't try to turn them into somebody that is. That's got to be something that they want to do and something that they enjoy doing. When you enjoy doing it, you do it very good. When you don't enjoy it, you just do it just to get it the fuck over with so they'll leave you fuck alone about it. So don't put yourself in that position. Improve your skills and think. Use that brain. Other than keeping your hair rooted to your scalp, use the brain. Think about what you're doing, how you do it. How can you improve doing it? Ask some questions afterwards or when y'all just chilling, you know, hey, you know, did you like the way I kiss? Or could I do better? This, that, and other. You like the tongue action? No tongue action? I mean, shit. Find out what the person likes before you even press them. Just bring, you know, it's a good conversation piece to bring up, you know, hey, what do you think about kissing? You know, you like it, you don't like it. I mean, what do you like about it? What you don't like about it? All that shit helps. So now I just wanted to get that in there, and I hope y'all enjoyed that topic. And, you know, OG gonna always come back with some more good topics for you. So enjoy this one, and when we come back, we'll hit you with some new topics, all right? Okay, I'd like to thank you today for enjoying our show, and I hope you got a lot of information up out of it, and I hope you enjoyed everything you heard. And also, please like, comment, and share on our Facebook page, which is Original Guru of Good Game. You can go to Facebook and you can like, share, comment, leave some feedback for us. Tell us how you enjoyed the episode or enjoyed the show. And if you would like to possibly become a guest on our show, please make sure to hit us up at ogzerogame@gmail.com. That's ogzerogame@gmail.com. Remember to like, share, and comment on our Facebook page, which is Original Guru of Good Game. So I enjoyed conversating with you on this episode, and I hope you enjoyed the conversation we had on this episode, and I look forward to bringing you some more hot topics. And don't forget, our Side Hustle Sundays will be coming up in 2020. Also, be sure, if you want to be a guest and you want to co-host our Pretty People Problems segment, so thank you. I hope you enjoyed the show. And once again, there ain't nothing like it in life when your game is vibing right. And that'll be me signing off. That was your host, OG Zero Game. Peace, happiness, and love.